In his memoir, In the Eye of the Storm, former CIA Director George Tenet admits much of the pre-war intelligence turned out to be wrong, but he says it was the best U.S. intelligence agencies had at the time. He also says there was never any substantive debate within the Bush administration about going to war. But like some other former intelligence officers, Tyler Drumheller, who was chief of European operations at the CIA, says Tenet was not forceful enough in standing up to officials' preconceived notion.
George Tenet is basically a decent guy at heart, and he had a chance to do something. His great moment came in December of 2002, and he blew it. That's the sad part of it. That's his role. But people shouldn't be confused. The focus of all this, who's responsible for the war and everything, shouldn't be George Tenet. He's only responsible in that he wasn't strong enough to stop the guys who really were responsible, and he was the one person who could have.
In a VOA interview, John McLaughlin, a career intelligence officer who rose to second in command of the CIA under Tenet, says analysts all believe Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But he adds, such analysis just backed up the policymakers' notions about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.
I would say on WMD, the important distinction is to say that analysts believed Saddam had WMD. George believed it. I believed it. Most intelligence services in the world believed it. So no one really had to push analysts to declare that there was WMD in Iraq. Now, was the administration eager to stress the most salient intelligence that could be brought to bear on that question? Yes. I've seen that on different issues in every administration I've worked for.
Larry Wilkerson, who was chief of staff to then-Secretary of State Colin Powell, tells VOA Tenet is gregarious and likable and was popular among CIA employees. He says that he believes Tenet did a disservice by providing flawed information to policymakers. But he adds he agrees with the former CIA chief that administration officials manipulated the information that they were given.
I don't think this administration and the Secretary of State in particular were well served by the intelligence community of the United States. The representative of that community is the Director of Central Intelligence. At the same time, however, I have to say that George is right in the sense that the administration cherry-picked the intelligence, politicized the intelligence, overemphasized the intelligence, took the intelligence completely out of context often, and even used false intelligence that I am increasingly coming to believe they knew was false.
But Carl Ford, who is chief of State Department intelligence, says the administration policymakers and the intelligence community both share the blame for the intelligence lapse on Iraq.
There is a lot of effort on the part of the intelligence community to try to blame everything that's gone wrong on the policymakers. And I think that while I take a great exception to the policymakers on several counts, it's not because I believe they've misused intelligence. It's that they didn't demand excellence from the intelligence community. They simply gave up on us. They didn't like what we had to say, and so they've just sort of gone off on their own and tried to come up with alternative answers or use their own best judgment.
With Democrats now in control of Congress, at least one congressional committee is considering a probe of the pre-war intelligence on Iraq, with Tenet as a key witness. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.